Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt said that Kansas consumers who purchased electronic books are expected to receive approximately $3.8 million from a legal settlement from a price-fixing case against Apple Incorporated. Distribution of the consumer payments should begin June 21st. More information can be found at www.inyourcornerkansas.org. If Kansas legislators increase aid to poor school districts to satisfy a recent state Supreme Court order, much of the money would go to dropping local property taxes instead of classroom spending, and that bothers Republicans. Governor Brownback has embraced a proposal to increase education funding by $38 million, but as much as 75% of the new dollars would go to property tax relief, replacing existing dollars that the districts already raise locally. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to understand this whole dating app thing. You're supposed to swipe right for the profiles you're into and left for the ones you're not. So if I'm attracted to a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain at Motel 6, I'd swipe right, right? Or was it left? Wait, I just sent myself a picture of myself. 6'3"? Yeah, right. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint, more washability, more stain-blocking magic, and more savings on trusted Behr Ultra Interior Paint, now at a new lower price, just $28.98 a gallon. Inside or out, Behr Ultra goes on easily. And because it's Behr, you know the job's going to turn out looking great and stay that way. Behr Ultra for a limited time at a new lower price, just $28.98 a gallon. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through July 31st.
Dozens of Central and Western Kansas school superintendents say they have no intention of following the advice of U.S. Representative Tim Huelskamp to disregard a recent transgender bathroom directive from President Barack Obama's administration. The Topeka Capital Journal reached out to 129 school superintendents who were given the Republican congressman's letter and received responses from 30 of them. None of them said they would directly disobey the directive. The man accused of killing Kansas City, Kansas Police Detective Brad Lancaster is out of the hospital. Curtis Ayers was taken into custody by Jackson County, Missouri authorities after being taken from the hospital yesterday. He had been hospitalized since he was shot by Kansas City, Missouri police several hours after Lancaster was fatally shot May 9th near the Kansas Speedway. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Technology's supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Nearly $18,000 worth of snakes and feeding rats have been stolen from an exotic pet store in Omaha. The Omaha World Herald reports that surveillance video shows a burglary being committed at Bart's Exotic Pets early Friday. The intruder collected 8 ball pythons, including one valued at $5,000, in a little more than a minute and a half. The suspect also stole $1,500 in frozen rats. A California company plans to build a solvent plant in the eastern Nebraska city of Columbus. Santa Barbara-based Green Yug announced yesterday the plant will be erected next to the Archer Daniels Midland ethanol plant. The Columbus Telegram reports that Green Yug will use feedstock from ADM's wet corn mill to make the solvent. The new plant is expected to employ up to 20 full-time workers. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum-alloyed body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety awards in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150s earn the IIHS Top Safety Pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. The competition? Yeah, right. Just don't ask for both safety awards, because that ain't happening, pal. Let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both awards. Once again, raising the stakes for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driving passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risks so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury accident was reported early Sunday afternoon in Nemahal County. The accident on U.S. 36 near N Road was reported shortly before 1 p.m. A motorcycle driven by Michael McCoy, age 55, of Parkville, Missouri, blew a tire. He lost control. He and a passenger, Martha McCoy, age 52, also of Parkville, were transported to the Nemahal Valley Hospital with injuries. A housing summit was held recently in Beatrice, followed by a countywide tour including stops at Wymore, Blue Springs, Odell, Cortland, and Pickerel. The effort to promote housing development follows a study identifying a need for 446 housing units over the next 5 years in Gage County, including 283 owner units and 163 rentals. As part of the process, housing proposals will be developed and submitted. Kansas Senator Elaine Bowers was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and commented on funding education in Kansas. A special session of the legislature is planned.
One thing that I am so happy I can do as a senator, in Senate District 36 is about 11,000 square miles, and it's 13 counties and it's 31 school districts. But what I have with my superintendents and staff and teachers also, it's a very good working relationship of I want your ideas and solutions. And so I've been in touch with the superintendents, and one thing that they have told me that they rely on is the Department of Education, and this is Randy Watson, who is the education commissioner, and he was a superintendent, so he is living what the superintendents and the staff members are doing right now. He used to be in Concordia. I know him personally when he was assistant superintendent with my children going through school here, and he's a wonderful man. So I rely on him, as do our superintendents. And he was confident that we would find a way before June 30th as well.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNDY Station Manager Bruce Dierking saying thanks for listening. Farm and Home Information Radio, KNDY, is more than just saying. Farm and Home Information Radio is what we're all about. The information you need here in farm country to make your day's progress better. We start the day with 7 a.m. news. News blocks 7, 12, and 5. Including national news from ABC, state news, both Kansas and Nebraska from the Mid-America News Network, plus local news. We offer an update on the weather, including what's changing in the days ahead. We'll offer information on business, ag, and other related information in our 7, 12, and 5 o'clock hours. Tune for the news blocks on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY, FM 95.5, and we're streaming KNDY FM 95.5 24/7 on our website KNDYradio.com.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by Weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some showers and storms at least early on today. Otherwise, on the hot side, those highs looking to reach the upper 90s by this afternoon. And that stretch of hot weather continues right into your Wednesday coming up as well, with those highs once again looking to reach into the upper 90s with lots of sunshine there for your Wednesday. Do pick up at least another slight chance for some showers and storms then for Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday. Not quite as hot for your Thursday, easing just back a bit on that heat with those highs back to near 90. Taking a closer look at your forecast. For today, an isolated shower or storm possible early on, otherwise becoming mostly sunny, highs in the upper 90s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 74. Lots of sunshine then for your Wednesday with a high of 98 degrees. For your Thursday, a slight chance for some storms approaching 90. And for Friday, we'll reach a high near 91. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Don't make any plans in June during the Cortland Fest unless you plan on coming to join in the fun. Cortland Self Storage hopes everyone will come to the festival and enjoy great food, lots of activities, and more. From all of us at Cortland Self Storage, 24-hour access, clean units from 5x10 to 10x40.
When Chad and I went on our first date in 1999, Chad told me that his future plans involved owning a gas station.
Having grown up with Cramerwell, I knew that this was the business for me.
Nearly 20 years later, we're proud to say that we're living our dream.
Although we are the C&J and CJ Express, it's you, our loyal customers, who make CJ Express.
Thank you for buying your fuel with us and then coming in to get a cold drink or a quick snack.
Thank you for stopping in for a cup of coffee and then drinking it with your friends.
Thank you for coming to us when you have that sweet craving and need your froyo fix.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to our employees and share the highlights of your day with them. We enjoy these relationships.
Thank you for supporting a local business.
Thank you for being part of the CJ Express family.
The Battle of the Aces put on hold. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Los Angeles Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw was supposed to face Washington Nationals ace Steven Strasburg last night, but Strasburg was scratched due to an upper back strain, and the Dodgers took advantage.
Seager, the leadoff double at second, and a ground ball right side base hit. Seager rounding third. He is on his way home. Throw to the plate is on his way through, and he slides in safely. An RBI single or right by Justin Turner, who single-handedly has given the Dodgers a 2-0 lead.
Charlie Snyder with the call on KLAC. The Dodgers went on to win the game 4-1. And it might be hot in the West, but in Texas, the Rangers are also red hot.
And the pitch from Gausman. Swing and a drive into right field. Rickard going back. This is over his head. It's off the wall. Elvis in to score. Mitch coming around third base. He's in as well. It's a two-run single off the right field wall for Shinsu Chu.
Matt Hicks with the call on KRLD. The Rangers defeated the Orioles 4-3 for their seventh straight victory. Over in Cleveland, the city is still celebrating the Cavaliers' NBA championship victory. ABC's Ryan Burrow with more.
How would the city of Cleveland react to its first championship in generations? With jubilation, dancing, and cheering in the streets. At one point, some people climbed onto a fire truck, but there was very little criminal activity. Cleveland police tweeting out early Monday morning that the detail around downtown was secured and clearing, adding, "Great job, Cavs. Great job, Cleveland police officers working." The party's not over yet, though. Following the team's return Monday, the city is preparing for a rally Wednesday.
ABC's Ryan Burrow. Off the ice, the Anaheim Ducks traded goalie Frederick Anderson to the Toronto Maple Leafs in exchange for picks, and the New York Rangers traded the signing rights of defenseman Keith Yandel to the Florida Panthers for picks. And on the pitch tonight, the United States takes on Argentina in the Copa America semifinals, 9 Eastern. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
We have an opening at KNDY for a part-time office manager, primarily focusing on accounts receivable, order entry, affidavits, customer service, and related responsibilities. Hours are flexible and would start at 3 to 5 hours per week, with additional opportunities available. Candidates should have bookkeeping or basic accounting experience. You should be self-motivated, energetic, cooperative with clients and coworkers, and be a problem solver. Send your resume and references to KNDY at 937 Jayhawk Road in Marysville, or online email KNDY@bluevalley.net. We're also hiring full-time for a sales representative and sports broadcaster. Both sales and play-by-play experience are prerequisites. Seeking a team player that's ready and willing to join us, experience with football and basketball necessary, as well as sales experience. Production capabilities are a plus. If you are or know of a radio broadcaster who may be interested, please contact us for particulars, 562-2361.
Speed and accuracy are keys for the Wildcats. Speed and accuracy are also key to getting your sprayer filled and back to the field. The Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender System from Surefire Ag meters, mixes, and loads a 1,000-gallon four-chemical spray batch in just under 8 minutes. Less time loading means you cover more acres during optimal conditions. Speed is key, but nothing if you're not accurate. Quick Draw utilizes micro-motion mass meter technology, accurate to less than 0.5%. Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender from Surefire Ag.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
Do you need a new trailer for your UTV, ATV, mower, or motorcycle? New Frontier Ag and Aluma Trailers have you covered. Corrosion resistant, lightweight, durable aluminum construction. Quality you find in every Aluma trailer. Industry exclusive 5-year warranty behind every trailer. With over 7 models in inventory, New Frontier Ag probably has what you're looking for. If they don't, there's over 60 Aluma models to choose from, and they can order it up for you. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection for premium trailers. 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Crop progress and condition report released late Monday from USDA and the National Ag Statistics Service shows 75% of the nation's corn good to excellent. That is no change from last week. In Nebraska, 79% good to excellent. Kansas, 69. Other states, Illinois, 75% good to excellent. Indiana, the number 72. Iowa, 79% good to excellent is the condition of the corn crop right now. Soybean planting, still just a little bit left around the country, 96% complete as of Sunday. Last week we were at 92. Nebraska just about wrapped up. Kansas, 89%. Emerged of soybeans, 89 versus 84 a week ago nationwide. Condition of the soybeans nationwide, 73% good to excellent. Nebraska, 77%. Kansas at 65%. Sorghum planting, 88% complete around the country. Kansas number at 85%. Nebraska just about wrapped up at 98% as of this week. Sorghum condition, 70% good to excellent. Kansas the number 73%. Nebraska at 83%. Winter wheat harvest as of the weekend, 25% complete. Kansas, the number 25, and the average is 27, so just slightly below average. Texas, 55% complete, as is Oklahoma. Winter wheat condition, 61% good to excellent. That's remained the same for the last few weeks. And the range and pasture conditions around the country still shaping up to be pretty good. 64% of the grass is in good to excellent category, over 80% reported in Nebraska. Find the full national report online, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. It's more than just a slogan. It's what we're all about. We cover agriculture in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. From opening and closing market reports, what's driving the markets, to efforts afront to promote agriculture in the future. The Mid-America Ag Network offers updates every hour. Tune at 50 past the hour for market reports on KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDY FM 95.5. Expanded agricultural programming in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news hours. Plus, you can find us online now, streaming 24-7,
Find KNDY FM 95.5 online at KNDYradio.com. If you're in the agriculture business, or if you're affected by agriculture, tune to KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio.
Harvest updates, ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, a substantial amount of Kansas wheat was harvested over the last week. The USDA's crop progress report issued Monday afternoon shows that as of Sunday, 25% of Kansas wheat has been harvested, very nearly catching up to the five-year average of 27%. A lot of wheat was cut in just a week's time. Kansas State Extension Agricultural Agent for Sumner County, Randy Hine, says there's been a wide range of yields, especially across Sumner County.
Well, we heard 35 to 70 bushel, but towards the middle to the end now, we're hearing more, you know, in the, I'd say 45 to 70. There's some 80s out there even.
Hine says farmers who used a fungicide to combat stripe rust fared better than those who didn't.
Yeah, if you didn't spray, especially susceptible varieties, it didn't turn out very good. But most of the guys, I think we had a large number sprayed this year, even more than we normally do. So that worked out for them. And then we had a pretty long cool fill period that really made the difference, I believe. You know, that let a lot of those tillers fill out completely and pretty plump. I think the biggest difference on yield this year was, you know, when they got the rains, how they got the rains. I've heard of some wheat that was, you know, 80% hailed out, and they cut it and still got a 25 bushel yield. So that, you know, even poor wheat looks pretty good in a year like that.
And that's very similar to what we've heard from many other locations, that harvest 2016 turning out a little better than we may have earlier anticipated. Harvest in Sumner County just about to wrap up. Oklahoma's wheat harvest 55% complete according to the USDA's crop progress report. That compares to 69% on the five-year average. Texas harvest 55% complete compared to 63% on the five-year average. Nebraska has not yet started its wheat harvest. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety awards in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS Top Safety Pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. The competition? Yeah, right. Just don't ask for both safety awards, because that ain't happening, pal. Let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both awards, once again raising the stakes for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. Recently, I was listening to a news report about the number of Syrian refugees who are fleeing war in their country and are arriving at the rate of 2,000 per day on the shores of the Greek Isles. These are people who are trying to find a safe place to live. And it got me thinking about us. Us being the 99.9% of us who are descendants of immigrants. Specifically, I'll talk about a large group of American farmers who are descendants of Germans from Russia. After this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Syria.com.
It's estimated that in the past year, over 4.5 million people have fled Syria. Millions more fled war and famine in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, and dozens of other countries. European countries, those that have opened their borders to the refugees, are being overwhelmed by the numbers. So far, only a few thousand Syrian refugees have landed in the United States, where there is a great deal of resistance. After the Paris attacks, there were reports that one of the terrorists made his way to Europe by posing as a Syrian refugee. That led to 31 American governors, including the governor of Illinois, calling for a moratorium on Syrian refugees. Without getting into the debate about whether refugees are a threat to U.S. security or are innocent victims of war and terror, I wanted to reflect on the millions of American farmers who are here thanks to a mostly welcoming United States back in the early 1900s. I am one of the descendants of Germans from Russia who fled Russia after decades of freedom to practice their own language and religion and exemption from military service and the ability to farm as they wished were taken away by a new regime, and the Germans found increasing hardships in Russia. Both sets of my grandparents made the long, terrible journey from the Volga River region of Russia to the United States. And my Uncle Jake, who was 6 at the time, wrote down his memories of the trip. My Uncle Jake wrote, "We lived in Frank, Russia. We lived in community houses. They were close together. Our house was on top of a hill. There was a creek at the bottom of the hill, and water ran all summer long, and there were trees along the creek. Mama went to the creek to wash our clothes on the rocks. I remember she made soap from a critter that had died. I remember there was lots of smoke coming out of the chimney when she made the soap. In the spring, we would leave the community houses and go to the field, and that's where we lived in small huts during the summertime as we farmed. We stayed out in the field from planting time all summer until harvest time." More about how these prosperous farmers in Russia became refugees tomorrow. Back after this.
If your roof got hit hard, they've got guys ready. Call Parrick Construction. Storm damage? Need a roof, guttering, or windows? Call Parrick Construction at 785-406-0269. Or stop by Hometown Lumber for more information about Parrick Construction. They're ready to help you with a roll-off dumpster ready for rent. Contact Parrick Construction today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
The tough new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2016 are on the lot at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Featuring three 1500 model crew cabs, they have a couple of 2500 models. One's an HD with a Duramax diesel, and another is a four-wheel drive regular cab model at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is the Sports Report for Mid-America Network News. Kansas City Chief Safety Eric Berry has won the George Halas Award for overcoming adversity to succeed. The Professional Football Writers of America honored Berry yesterday. Berry, the AP's Comeback Player of the Year, overcame a diagnosis of Hodgkin lymphoma in late 2014 to return to the field and have an all-pro season in 2015. He underwent 6 rounds of chemotherapy for treatment from December until May, and he was declared cancer-free on June 22nd. He was on the field for the first training camp practice day, July 29th. Berry returned to the starting lineup in week 2, was third on the team with 61 tackles, 55 of them solo, and had a pair of interceptions. Ben O'Donnell has been named the assistant strength and conditioning coach at K-State, serving the men's basketball team. The athletics department announced yesterday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
We treat those cattle like our lives depended on it, because they do. We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily. Bell Tone of Kansas, bringing up quality of life. Mark Bodner, what does that actually mean when we're talking hearing?
It means not having to ask people to repeat themselves all the time. It means being able to turn down the TV so you can watch it with the rest of the family. It means going out to restaurants and actually being able to hear the person 3 feet away from you instead of the loudmouth in the booth 20 feet away.
It could be me. I'll try to keep it down. But in the meantime, why don't you call to make your appointment? Get your hearing checked right now. It's absolutely free. Check them out online, belltoneofkansas.com.
Cleveland is preparing for a victory parade to honor the Cavaliers, who won their first NBA title Sunday night, beating Golden State 93-89. That ends a 52-year championship drought since the Browns won the NFL title in 1964. In baseball, Brandon Moss and Johnny Peralta homered against John Lackey, and the St. Louis Cardinals stopped a five-game slide by holding off Chicago Cubs for a 3-2 victory last night. Tyler Buffett limited Arizona to 3 hits over 8 innings, and Oklahoma State took command of its bracket in the College World Series with a 1-0 victory last night. Pinch hitter Ryan Cumberland's 2-run single broke a tie, and Noah Davis and Kyle Nelson combined to hold down number 3 national seed Miami's offense in UC Santa Barbara's 5-3 victory in a College World Series elimination game last night. That's your sports report from Mid-America Network News.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, an isolated shower or storm possible early on, otherwise becoming mostly sunny, highs in the upper 90s. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low near 74. Lots of sunshine then for your Wednesday with a high of 98 degrees. For your Thursday, a slight chance for some storms approaching 90. And for Friday, we'll reach a high near 91. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro, currently 68.